Yes, the decision on the A5, I believe, is now imminent. The return of the executive and a minister of the Department of Infrastructure bodes very strongly for a decision, particularly given that the commissioner's report from the public inquiry has been sitting on the department's desk for a number of months. I do think that within a number of weeks, we're going to hopefully see an announcement in relation to the A5. And I have written this week to the Irish government to seek a recommitment from them for funding for the project to ensure it will go ahead. So I sent that letter to Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, this week.
Leo Varadkar did address a Shared Ireland function in recent days, and he gave indications at that there would be significant funding announcements made very shortly indeed. You're hopeful the A5 is going to be among those?
Yes, very, very hopeful. We do believe that the Irish government are very committed to this, and it is about ensuring now that the money is there to have the project realised. I think that we're very close to that. My understanding is that Leo made an announcement earlier in the week that he is likely to outline the Irish government's financial commitment to the A5 within a matter of weeks. So this is all very positive. We have to remember people have been waiting countless years for this road, and the commitment by the Irish government is very welcome right across the board, and people are very keen to see boots on the ground and this road finally happen. We have lost countless lives on that road, and each and every year that passes we lose more. So it is important for the health and safety of our people to prevent deaths, but also to create economic opportunities across this part of the island that has suffered for many, many years.
How significant do you believe it was that in her maiden speech as First Minister in Stormont on Saturday of last week, Michelle O'Neill specifically outlined the need for development and movement on the A5?
Well, I think that all parties are united on this, and that's what's so important about the A5. There's a recognition of how dangerous the road is in its current form, and also of the importance of the delivery of the road in its entirety. It is helpful that the incoming First Minister did outline that in her statement, and I'm sure the executive will recommit as well. There's conversations to be had in relation to the financing of the A5, but that will come after the Irish government put their commitment on the table. This is all lining up very well. I spoke to a number of families who have lost loved ones on the road, and they're very, very eager to see the road begin, and have been campaigning tirelessly for the A5. So hopefully now, without any further delays, we're in the position to finally see this road delivered.